Hey there, deep divers. Welcome back to the show. Today we are diving into the world of Oracle cards.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah. And, you know, you might be thinking, wait, aren't those just for, you know, telling the future?
Right.
We're going to look at the practical side of Oracle cards.
I like that.
Yeah. And how they can be used for self-help and personal growth.
Cool.
And our guide for this deep dive is a book by Kirsten Ivetts.
Okay.
And she has over 25 years of experience using both Oracle and tarot cards.
Wow. Okay, so she knows what she's talking about then.
Yeah, she does. So to get us started, why don't you tell us a little bit more about the author?
Sure. So Kirsten Ivetts really emphasizes in her book that both tarot and Oracle cards can be powerful tools for self-discovery.
Right.
And she doesn't see one as better or worse than the other.
Hmm.
It's all about finding what resonates with you on your personal journey.
Okay, so let's dive into this idea of Oracle cards for self-help.
Okay.
So in the book, Kirsten actually addresses the misconception that these cards are just a game
right.
or for entertainment only.
Right.
And she argues that you can't really dismiss their effectiveness until you've experienced it firsthand.
Yeah, I can see that.
What do you think about that?
I think there's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah.
I mean, we often approach stress and mental health from a purely rational, scientific perspective.
Right.
But what if there's more to it than that?
Right.
What if there's like a soul aspect
right.
that science hasn't fully grasped yet?
Yeah.